get over here, Marcus. Let me look here.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the side of the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side fly. We took a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Hands up as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Tell you guys up until 2 here on the program. And let's hope everybody's doing safe out there. It's oh man, Leroy's having a all right, this is always fun. Can somebody just text Leroy the link instead of email it to him? Just find a way to get it to him.
Is he locked out of his email or something?
Yeah, he is. JVig, just find a way to get Leroy the link so he can get in the show. He can't log in,
but it's
some way somehow.
It's the same link now. You know, we don't have different links here.
Doesn't matter, though. Like, if he's trying to get it through his email, if that's where he has his link. I mean, he may not know to go to, like, the history of his link.
Fair.
I don't know, dude.
That's fair.
JVig, just call him and tell him to go to the same link on his history.
Yeah.
Figure that out. Fix it, dude.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Someone else.
Let's get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kias, models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Man, that Rita's gone swimmingly. Wow.
What a
story. Awesome. Let's try that again for the great folks at Doral Kia. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Florida Panthers put it on the Bruins last night,
yeah!
Dude. Put it on them!
Easy!
That team, let me just tell you something. You ever just know you have a team's number,
yeah,
and you have them just mentally quaking in their boots?
I didn't know before yesterday. Now I know.
You thought they were going to come in with a little bit of an edge, the Bruins, right?
Yeah, no sweat.
Like, they were going to come in here, and they thought they were going to be, you know, we're going to get our revenge here. Panthers are not going to have focus. The Panthers, they bullied them, dude. Embarrassed them. You know something? What kind of a team walks in after the Panthers have throttled you twice in 2 years in the playoffs, and your only focus is getting Matthew Tkachuk in a chokehold, a literal chokehold? That's all they were focused on. That's all they were focused on. And you know what the Panthers were doing while they were doing that? What? Taking 4-1 leads.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Taking 4-1 leads.
In the first period.
Whooped that ass yesterday, dude. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
Man.
Oh, wow.
That Boston.
So I got Odyssey'd.
That's all right. Well, you know. Well, I mean, technically, you got new phoned. It is what you did.
But like, oh, okay. But like, why is it a penalty? Why is it a penalty to get a new phone?
You just got an update.
Same number.
I know, but is the app in there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, but thankfully, JFig showed me how to get past all of that.
Well, that's great news, dude. But the Panthers win last night 6-4.
I watched the first period of that game, and I said, they could fight all they want. They ain't winning this game.
I mean, it's just embarrassing. There's part of me that almost feels embarrassed for them.
Because, no, you don't.
I feel almost embarrassed for the Boston Bruins because they want so bad to punk Matthew Tkachuk, and that's all they can think about. And he's just sitting there with that weasel smile of his, knowing, got him once again.
You know what? Everybody has that demon, right? For me, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers. For the Dolphins right now, it's the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
It it happens. And every year you say you're going to come out and do certain things different. And then you realize that didn't work either. So a lot of teams come out and try to say to, you know, the Panthers, we're going to be just as physical as you are. But the Panthers always look at them and go, oh, we were just playing.
Like, we're just doing us, baby.
Yeah. Like so you have to still look. Sports is funny in that the farther you get away from who you are, the more you're exposed. So if you're not a physical team, you can't just all of a sudden hit a switch and say, we're going to be a physical team. It doesn't work like that. You have to be that way.
It was awesome yesterday. Sam Bennett.
Man, how about the Gooses when that flag went up? When that banner went up? Man, twice in one day?
Wow. Gooses galore.
Yep.
Twice in one day?
Man.
Now, I will say this. I would have liked to seen some more, like, creativity with the music.
Why?
It was just like, let's go.
All right. Quibbling, I would say.
I'm quibbling? No.
I'm not really. I don't even remember what the music was.
It was.
Wasn't it like normal, like, how do you describe that?
Like right when somebody wins an Oscar and they leave the stage.
Yeah. Not elevator music, but yeah, it wasn't anything riveting. Close. But, you know, we're looking at the banner, dude. Yeah. You're supposed to get the Gooses.
And why did it seem like it took like 17 minutes for that thing to get up?
Boy. Yeah.
They slow rolled.
They let them soak it in. Oh, sorry, Boston. You just wait. It'll be up there soon. And I'll never lose. And Pasta just got to eat that. Can't we get the game on already? No, you'll sit there and eat it, Pasta. That's what you'll do. Just like you ate those Matthew Tkachuk punches to the face. And by the way, if you want to fight. What is this going up to his face? Throw a punch or don't throw a punch. Stop chirping in his face already.
Well, he ain't going to throw a punch. He tired of getting his ass kicked.
Well, then shut up. Then shut up. They can import all the goons that they want. All the Maxes and Roccos that they want to. Go ahead. You can import all. And guess what? You know what happens? The Panthers, the first former Panther the first former Bruin they put on the ice in AJ Greer, he goes out there and he whoops a Bruin's ass immediately. Hey, dude, it's the uniform. It's the culture. It ain't you guys. That ain't you. You sit here, you spend all offseason quibbling with your goalie. Backup got lit up for 6 goals.
We want Swayman. We want Swayman.
How disrespectful is that? While he sits there and just watches.
Stewing in it.
Just watch it.
Dude. Man, what a night. What a night. 6-4, Cats win. Bruins put a couple of lipsticks on the pig there at the end, but that puppy was over.
Yeah, it was over.
Done. Over. Sam Bennett, 2 goals for him. Gadjevich on the board. Rodriguez was all over the place.
Who scored the first goal?
Bennett.
With Verhaeghe?
Bennett. No, Bennett.
No, Verhaeghe was aggressive in the game.
The only thing Verhaeghe scored last night was an 8-year extension.
He scored all right.
Just for good measure, Bill Zito goes, you guys want some more good news? And they're like, what do you got?
It's great.
Carter Verhaeghe, 8-year deal. Bill Zito, man. 8 years, $56 million for Carter Verhaeghe.
How well does Bill Zito know football?
What?
Sorry.
You're saying like Bill Zito's like, yeah, win me a championship. Then you get an extension.
Look at that, dude. Look, I'm not going to question him ever. Well, you know, if you could take a look at the Dolphins, I wouldn't mind.
I don't want him leaving.
Here's the deal. The Tua deal would have got done anyway, who regardless of who the GM was.
I wouldn't.
All the other stuff where you bring in a whole bunch of veterans and maybe have questionable draft picks that are yet to be seen, that I'll give you, you know. Because the Tua thing, I don't care if Joe Bag of Donuts was the GM. When your quarterback is up, if you're going to keep him, he gets what's next. That's it.
Do you think it was a mistake? Look, I don't want to get too far away from the Panthers. But in retrospect, now that
you can't do retrospect.
Well, you know, this is a hypotheticalville, all right? Sometimes we're like this.
Go.
Do you think it was a mistake?
No.
This is what you want to drop on the opening Panthers night? You want to talk about was the Tua kind of minus one?
You can't even give my
bad timing.
Minus one.
Sometimes Leroy comes in and talks about crazy things.
I don't give a rat's ass right now. The Panthers are embarrassing the Boston Bruins. You know, like, it's been long enough. We had to watch that stupid basketball team walk down here and celebrate their championship down here for whatever reason.
It's very strange.
And
they hate Boston.
And the facts are, the Cats, what do? They took their cup into the ocean.
True.
And everybody wants to be here. I tell you right now, Boston, you know Pasta would give his long hair to be down here, dude. Everybody is. Everybody's looking at the party right now. They just sold out season tickets. The weather's great. Palm trees on the ring. We just sent Stanley to sleepaway camp with the keeper of the cup. We'll see him back in June.
Sleepaway camp.
I saw Barky give him one last kiss. But we'll catch you in a few months, baby.
Right up in the hood. I'm not familiar with those things. Sleepaway camp.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Panthers win last night, 6-4. Had both screens going last night. We had a Heat preseason debut last night.
Pretty good.
As well.
Pretty good.
Hey. You like that offense? Flowing.
Hey,
we're getting some shots up, baby.
I saw Pelle Larsen yesterday, and I said, oh, Duncan Robinson better watch out.
Why is it always about somebody losing their job with you? Like, you want people unemployed for some reason. He looks good, though. That hair.
He can cut. He can shoot. I saw some defense.
Yep. Did a little bit of everything.
Young, that hair.
Plug and play.
Pretty good.
Plug and play.
Yes, yes. And what do you think of Alec Burks? What was he?
Three? He looked good.
Pretty good, right?
He looked good.
2 for 2 from three.
You have Tyler Hero and Jaime both didn't play yesterday with groin injuries. Isn't that an injury?
You see where this is going, right?
Isn't that an injury of the old
groin? This seems like a team that's trying to get younger.
Yeah. I mean, but both young guys are both hurt.
No, I'm talking, but still, if you see, like, normally they wouldn't. Like, there's a lot of young guys that normally aren't.
Yeah, they played a lot of guys yesterday. But, I mean,
usually this team is a team that will get a couple of vets, you know, a couple of those guys coming off the bench, seasoned veterans, that they, you know, culture and all this stuff. It seems like those guys are all young.
They played a lot of different guys yesterday. It was basically, you played their starters. They went Jimmy Bam, Terry Rozier, Alec Burks and Nico. They basically played the first half with the second unit sprinkled in there, and then second unit came and started the second half. They played basically till like 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and then it was Vegas Summer League champion time.
I looked at the stats yesterday. Don't know if you had a chance to review.
Mm-hmm.
Solid output from everyone except for one gentleman who was negative 14 on the plus minus.
Oh, come on. Are you going to bully Drew Smith again?
I wish him no success this year. I want you to know.
You've already wished him no success. You've not only wished him no success, you've rooted against him.
I wish him no. I mean, look, you know
what? You know he's not going to play, right?
Like, based on what? Why are you wishing him no success? What did he do to you?
He just dislikes him. He thinks that he has like something over the Miami Heat.
He's got something.
He's tenacious. He's a defender. He's not an offensive guy.
Minus 14 on the plus line.
Okay, but he's out there. He's playing with Kevin Love, and he's playing with Pelle Larsen, and he's playing with Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it was fine, and that was basically what LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball was just jacking up threes yesterday.
Yeah,
good night for him.
Pretty good.
Good night for him.
Trying a little hard, though.
What?
He was trying a little hard.
For what? For preseason?
Preseason. Calm down, LaMelo.
He doesn't play a lot of basketball either. He's been hurt.
This is it.
He's been hurt.
Getting your money's worth.
But Bam was getting up threes. He took 5 attempts from downtown yesterday. Jimmy looked really good. Yeah, Jimmy looked really strong yesterday. That was that second effort was there for him. I mean, what do you have? He had 11 points in 16 minutes. Got to the free throw line 4 times. Yeah. The Heat were really active defensively. Like I'm talking about, like, you know, the actual starters. They had a bunch of steals, ton of blocks. Khalil Ware, 4 Ooh. Blocks, 3 in 1 possession.
Woo. Real deal.
Yeah. Kind of want Spo to play him a little earlier, though. I got to be honest with you.
That's fair.
Was he a third quarter guy?
Yeah, he was with the summer league team again. Like, we didn't get.
But that's
I understand. That's,
a lot of that. This happened when I played. It has more to do with the years you have than what they're trying to do. It'll get figured out. Don't worry. If he got 4 blocks in 5 minutes, something going to happen.
He's electric, dude. He's so much fun. And I was like, respectfully, Thomas Bryant, this has been fun and all, but kind of want to see Khalil out there. Kind of.
I want to see the new stuff. You always want to see the new star.
But dude, we got a Spo travel last night.
We got it late. Pretty good.
That's how you know Spo's always locked in, because if he's given that much of a damn about a travel call late in a preseason game, locked in, dude. Really, really locked in.
I feel like they got a chip on their shoulder.
The Heat?
Yeah, based off talking to them in media day, everyone was like, enjoy the summer. It was too long. I'm ready to go now.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Very long summer. And
Jimmy still came back late.
What's that?
Jimmy still came
travel back issues, late. Dude. Travel issues. Travel issues.
You know what the coach would tell you?
Yep.
Travel issues should have been 2 days ago, because you should have made sure you were here on time.
Yeah. Boxed in. That's fine. He did get there, though. Everybody got their pictures. No weird outfits. So there's that. And I will say, Leroy, I was watching before the show today. The starting five came out on Netflix. Now, I just skipped to the Jimmy parts because I watched one episode with the Jason Tatum. I watched one episode fully through. And the LeBron stuff was cool. The Tatum stuff was putting me to sleep. I'm like, I'm out. So I was just like, you know what? Netflix, I can see on my laptop. I can scan to the Jimmy parts. Boom, 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 boom. Just went to the Jimmy parts. And they did a lot of the stuff in the early episodes. I'm like halfway through the series now. And he went, the last one that I saw before I got on the air was he was going through last year. And we all know that Jimmy took that leave for personal reasons. And it turns out it was the loss of his father. And it was, you know, they're just, you know, the last game that he played before that he died, he had a triple-double against Wembanyama and the Spurs. Mm-hmm. And, man, it was a gut punch, dude. It was a gut punch. And just starting up the next episode, you're hearing some of Jimmy being like, my head wasn't there. He's like, I didn't really care about basketball. And so I don't know, man. Maybe that's a little bit of insight into what was going on last year as far as the way people thought that he was acting or whatnot, or how he was off the court. Because, yeah, there was the health things too, but the personal stuff that he seems like it was that was outside of him.
You know what?
Pretty rough.
No matter what you do in life, no matter how important you are, life don't play.
Yeah,
we all go through the same stuff. Same situations. It don't matter how much money you have. It don't matter what your job is, how important your job is. Life is life.
It's fast too, man. Like, because they found out in the playoffs the year beforehand. So the year they went to the finals, and he passed away the following February.
Right.
So, man, that's really. That was a brutal watch before the show today. I was like, damn. Such a...
I mean, that is very heavy.
Yep.
Which I know, you know, this is probably sick to say. My wife would watch that and appreciate it. And be like, oh, this is good. This is more than just basketball. from what you've seen, you think this is a couple's watch, or should I watch this alone?
I would say a couple's watch. Yeah, I think people would be. And it's mostly off court stuff.
Yeah,
so like, there's very little just hoops. Yeah. I think you get to like know the people and things like that. So I think
I already know Jason Tatum.
Yeah, the Tatum stuff. No, Tatum's only basketball. If you just want to, basketball robotics. Jimmy's, I would say, like, I watched some of the other guys. Jimmy's by far the most interesting guy on the show.
Oh, nice.
Deserves his I'm not show. Mad at Tatum for not being exciting. That's just his makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So stop trying to make him exciting.
They're trying their hardest. They're trying their hardest.
Like, guess what? Barry Sanders, one of the most electrifying players we've ever seen play football.
Yep.
Calvin Johnson. Don't even know what he sounds like.
But is it, you know, from a perspective on Jimmy, if you know, I don't know how people agree differently, so maybe he's still dealing with all of this. I don't know. But having all the freshness of that in a season last year, you know, that can be a tough thing to lock in and be fighting through stuff the way that you normally do. If you have that stuff off the court, you know, that's a different element, man. That's not an easy thing when you're dealing with life and death outside of your job.
Life doesn't like regardless of what you do, real life is real life.
Yeah.
Like I tell people all the time, you know, regardless of what you do in this world, you're still one of the statistics. So if one out of every 10 humans, it don't classify it as what those 10 humans do. Is this one out of 10? You might be that one. Everybody has to deal with it. Now, the thing that, you know, makes it interesting is that when it happens, something like that happens, you don't have the luxury of being able to sit back and regather your thoughts, right? If this happens to me or you right now, we can call Lynn and say, I need a couple of days.
Right.
Right? Nobody gives a damn. They just want Jimmy to play basketball.
That was a crazy thing.
And that's the unfortunate thing.
It is, because it was one of those things where he was told about his dad being sick by his agent right before, I guess it was game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
And because his agent was like, man, should I tell him before? Should I tell him after? And he goes, if it was me, I would want to know. So his agent went and told him before the game. He said, thanks for telling me. He went out there. Whooped the Celtics' ass, became the MVP, gave his dad the trophy. But, yeah, he was basically dealing with that all of last year, you know? So, it's a hard thing to wrap your mind around. It sucks.
One of the things is, you know, when you see athletes go through the same stuff that everybody goes through, it doesn't make them more human. It makes fans less human because they don't have any sympathy. And until you go through it and you understand that, right? I try to be, you know, I try to do this. I say, I don't know what's going on off the field. I'm just going to evaluate the stuff going on the court or on the field because I don't know what's going through that person's head, or I don't know what he's dealing with off the court. And until I know, I can't comment, right? I can't take that into account. But fans don't care. Fans' attitude is, well, he gets paid a lot of money. He should just deal with it and play basketball for me, right? It's gruel. It's brutal. So, I don't know how players, everybody has their own way of dealing with it. Everybody's unique in a way that you don't know how to do. Some people use sports to get through it. Some people, their dad or their loved one is the reason why they're there, and it makes it harder to do it without thinking about them.
Yeah, for sure. Because his dad's sitting courtside every single game, and he's not there all of a sudden.
Right.
Or you're not there to see him afterwards, and like that's your routine. Yeah. Like that's a guy you play dominoes with after every single game, or you're just used to that comfort. Like, man, that's a mind bleep.
When you like when you hear of some of the things, you know, that people, and I'll say people, and that just happen to be athletes go through, and it's the same stuff we go through on a daily basis, just normal people, you would think that fans would be more sympathetic and understanding. And that's the part that's disheartening to me, is they don't care. Right? All they care about is Jimmy going 5 for 15. Right? And so, like, yeah, it's unfortunate, but it does put a lot of things in light. Now, but again, he's got a little more motivation than most,
mm-hmm.
because his head is probably cleared up and he can go on and play basketball. That being said, I still don't think Pat was wrong, because it's not just last year. It's been a couple of years where he's played 60.
Yeah. Listen, you know Jimmy, what I mean? Jimmy, I get it. Jimmy still misses games, but I think I wonder if it's one of those where it's like, hey, they were looking into, you know, I don't know. Pat has an interesting way of pulling those strings, right?
It's like, right. Sure.
Maybe maybe that's what he thought he needed to say with that stuff. But his agent, I mean, the one thing that was interesting, his agent did buck back pretty strong on Pat when all that stuff happened. So
yeah,
that's probably part of the reason. It's like, hey, you knew.
Well, because he knew what was going on, and he figured that Pat knew what was going on too. But I would say this, that, you know, if you have a situation that happens year after year after year, right? And then you finally have a reason as to why the things are happening for that last time.
Yep.
You can't expect people to just, right? So Jimmy hasn't played a lot of games in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Right? And so for Pat to comment on it, just because you have a valid excuse the most recent time,
mm-hmm.
is not being fair either.
Also doesn't work out with shoes, Jimmy Butler. Not a shoe wearer.
Like on hardwood?
At all.
Wow.
No, on court, obviously, okay, yes, okay, he works. Okay. But when he works out, lifts weights, yeah. does cardio.
Oh, really? Just
no shoes.
Wow, that's barefoot. Dangerous. What if he, you know, drop a weight or something?
That's what he. That's his method.
Lives life on the edge.
He doesn't run in without shoes.
Well, he doesn't do Yeah, I don't think he runs probably other than basketball, right? You would think that's his cardio.
Right.
Yeah. No, I guess
he's kind of like the same as Dusty Crumb from Everglades. He's one with the earth.
All right.
You know, he catches those Burmese pythons.
I'm not putting my feet in no marsh. What are you, crazy?
No,
when you just say the word marsh, I'm just thinking, ugh.
Right. Like, you just, the first step. The first step, just.
Tatum, though, boring.
Well, you knew that beforehand.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll give him more. I was just skipping.
But here's the deal. It's okay. It's okay. Everybody's not going to be exciting and creative, and everybody's not going to be funny. Stop thinking that because you do something, you're supposed to be entertaining.
Tatum
is an entertaining basketball player. It don't mean he's an entertaining person.
Maybe I'll give him more than one episode.
No, you won't.
I just like skipping to the Jimmy parts. Sabonis.
Oh man, so I gotta like cut through all the stuff. There's not like a Jimmy episode.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Nah.
No.
I'm gonna watch it.
This past episode that I watched, episode 5, is mostly about Jimmy, because it's about his what he went through with his father. That's the most Jimmy Butler there is. But you do get right out of Jimmy does start the show, basically. They start with Emo Jimmy.
Oh, media day.
They started with Emo Jimmy last year. He says it was his nanny's idea. And you guys can go see the shenanigans of it, but
that's great.
That is that's one of those with him where he's like, oh, it's like this is a great idea. You never know where his shenanigans are going to come from.
No.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Obviously on
Tobin and Leroy.
You know, I saw a raccoon for the first time in 5 years the other day in this spot that I've been hunting in. That was one of the happiest moments of my life. And it's like, yes, maybe we are making a difference.
I stay out too late. Welcome back, you rascals. Hope everybody is safe out there.
Hey, so.
Yes, sir.
I was just looking at the company chat.
Mm-hmm.
People sending pictures of tornadoes.
We have a company chat.
In your email, yeah, dummy. Your
email.
You don't have to be rude about it. I've never seen it.
I mean, me neither, but it keeps buzzing.
You don't care about the company. That's what it is.
Is it like a Slack? What is it?
No, it's a Gmail chat.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have that on Notice.
I don't know why I do. So that's. But they send pictures of tornadoes.
Ooh,
yes. There's a couple in Broward County.
Oh, Weston, boy. To be exact.
Weston. Huh? That's right. That's right next door. No, literally right next door. So, yeah, I was just looking at that. But here's the problem.
That's not fun.
You know, if you see a tornado over the Everglades, that thing could be 30 miles away because it's so flat.
True.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but be careful out there. So, I showed my wife. You know what she said?
What?
Woo, we got to go out and put the shutters up. I'm like, relax, okay?
Like, wow, that's a serious tornado, though. That is like
tornadoes. What are you gonna,
yeah.
Yeah, but it's open air. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So she said. So I said. She said, when are we gonna put the shutters up? I said, when the leaves start moving. There's no leaves moving on the trees behind us.
You got accordion ones?
I'm not going through all that. She goes, okay, Rebecca, go put some clothes on. We're going to go to the mall. I'm like, how do you go from one extreme to the other?
Just wanted that reassurance, dude.
That's not... Oh, my God.
What?
Dude.
Tell you
can I just say this? I may get mad at companies, at places of work.
Yep.
But I always go back. I do treat it as a one-time thing. I understand it. If I like Publix, I complain about Publix. Y'all know I'm going to Publix.
You can't quit Publix.
I can't quit Publix.
You're not a Whole Foods guy.
Right. There's a place I wish no success to.
Oh, geez.
Zero.
You have a Drew Smith?
Yes. And that is one Panera Bread.
Wow. Oh,
I agree. No, I want that.
And let me tell you why.
Take it easy. Hold on. Why? Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's choose our words carefully here.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to tell you my situation. I don't care.
Red Bull.
This is a factual story. It actually happened. Wow. Do with it what you want.
Wow.
I ain't making nothing up. So it ain't my problem. So I run over to Panera Bread. I like their Asiago buns, right? So I like to get the little breakfast sandwich on Asiago bun.
I love Asiago.
I always said to them, y'all take too long. They take forever to make your food to start off with. But I have a little trick. I'll go there, then run over to Publix, get what I need, come back, food's ready, boom. Right down the, you know, little corridor from the strip mall from each other. I go there. I order my sandwich. I go down. I actually ordered two of them, one for somebody else. I go down to Publix, get some fruit, blah, blah, blah. Come back. I say, I'm looking for my food. Oh, we didn't make it. We didn't have the Asiago rolls. I said, or the croissant, because the other one's on a croissant. He goes, yeah, well, we tried to get a hold of you before you left. I said, you probably should check that stuff before you take my money, right? Yep, sorry. You want the other one? That's just exact word. You want the other one? I'm like, yeah, because it's not mine, whatever. So I go, you know, he refunds me. I go to the back to get the other one. He goes, yeah, we didn't make that one either. Jeez. So I go back and I'm like, dude, how can you be so nonchalant about this? Right?
Gives you the old Jordan shoulder shrug.
Right, exactly. So, like I said, that was 30 minutes ago. It's breakfast. It's a breakfast sandwich. Toast and you don't cook everything on a grill. You heat it up. And he goes, sorry. And so I say, you know what? When y'all close, because you will close doing having service like this. When y'all close, I'm going to be outside celebrating.
You're already calling their demise?
Wow.
Yes.
All Panera Breads or just this particular location?
I don't think
that's going to happen.
I agree.
Especially this one right across
you
the street.
You can't call for the demise of Panera Bread. Like, that's not going to happen. They've been around forever.
Mm. So yeah, there's a lot of places that's been around forever.
Yeah, but they're still open.
Okay. Remember that. Remember I said that. They say, Panera Bread's are shutting down.
Did you just place a curse on Panera Bread?
I'm looking at it.
No, they put the curse on themselves. I can't do nothing about their service or how they treat people. They ain't got nothing to do with me.
Speaking of bread.
Like, just because I tell my story, I had nothing to do with that story. It was them.
I mean, he had a little bit to do with it. I mean,
I didn't. What, order the food and paid for it? That's my extent of the story. I ordered food, I paid for it, and I waited for my food. Well, what did I do?
Big mistake.
Yeah, everything, right? That's what I'm telling you. It was a big mistake.
Speaking of bread.
Will not happen again, especially when there's a Starbucks right across the street. Come on. Never happen again.
You're going to go back.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you will.
No, I'm not.
You'll want a bread bowl.
No, I'm not. A bread bowl?
Oh, yeah.
I don't eat soup, dude. I ain't going to a restaurant to eat soup. I'm a meat eater. I don't eat soup.
That doesn't. I love meat too, but I love
out
soup.
Of a bread bowl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're gonna try and now you're gonna shoot down the bread bowl. It's a great invention.
Hold on. This, I'll put my hand on the Bible about. I have never eaten soup from a bread bowl ever.
Big mistake.
I will not. And I would. Okay, that's fine. Look, there's a lot of choices out there. I don't have to eat soup out of a bread bowl.
Let me tell you something. You want to talk about food. You're a food flip-flopper. You've had like 9 food takes since we've started this show that you've gone to the other side of. Trust me when I tell you, if you try to...
Like what?
Tacos, coffee. Ice cream.
Pizza. When I said why, I don't like tacos.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. We've had tacos here more than anything else.
Yeah, delicious.
We had naked tacos, though.
I told you that was an option.
Without all the crap.
I don't do fufu tacos.
Jennifer's fault.
I know. She made us
put all that crap on it, and then it was all over the place. She's over there eating, squeezing lime and putting all the
ridiculous
juices and stuff on it. Just eat the damn
taco.
Stop
making your
J-Fig.
Taco Instagram ready.
Wow.
What do you mean, ice cream? I said I eat ice cream.
Oh, Dade South. Food take floozy.
Whoa!
He's right. You'll have a bread bowl.
No, I'm not.
So, like, you're just not a soup eater?
No, I'm not a soup eater. Especially not a soup eater from a bowl.
Oh, dude, but a bread bowl? Wow. Marcos.
No, bread bowls, I hate Panera. They don't serve real food. But that bread bowl, delicious.
Tomato soup?
Can't deny it. No, that's
good.
Chowder?
Yeah. I don't like tomato soup.
Grilled cheese and some tomatoes.
Clam chowder. I do love me some.
All right, so you like soup's cousin.
Oh, there it goes.
I do like a nice clam chowder.
You're ridiculous.
Is gumbo considered a soup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chili.
Chili is a soup?
Here we go. See, we boxed them in already.
There it goes, dude.
What are you talking about?
Any liquid.
You've been boxed in.
Hey, South, not quite. Not quite. He said gumbo is damn near a soup.
It's a cousin. Not quite. It's a cousin. Like, any warm liquid you're having with a spoon, you're infringing on territory.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait. Okay, so I do like clam chowder.
Yeah.
I do like gumbo. Mm-hmm. All different types of gumbo, chicken gumbo.
What about when you get Chinese? What about a wonton soup?
Wonton soup?
No.
Egg
no,
drop?
No.
What about lobster bisque?
No. Wait a minute.
People love lobster. Love bisque.
No. It you know what it is?
I love a bisque.
It's like
seafood tomato soup.
Nah, it's good. It's good.
I don't know.
Will you even have a lobster bisque?
No, but it was when I worked at Ale House, number one ordered soup of the day.
Ale House lobster bisque, huh?
Yeah, it was out of a bag, but they loved it.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I know that it's in a bag. I don't care.
No, for sure.
I don't care.
Like lobster. It's just like the cousin of...
I will say Panera Bread tried doing a thing where they were selling pre-made soup at Publix. Nah, it was no good.
Nah, I don't like that. Yeah.
It was no good.
You know what? I did buy
it. Gotta be in a bread bowl.
Didn't like it. Bread bowl. Good.
I'm telling you. That's it. I don't do bisque. I don't do... Listen. I guess my way around the soup thing is if I eat soup and I got to chew, then I'm good.
Yeah. So
right.
Like a lot of.
So I ain't doing bisque tomato soup. Gotcha. No.
See, speaking of bisque. Somebody put the biscuit in the basket last night.
Whoa!
Sam Reinhart, dude!
On the near side, 57 seconds to go in the power play for Boston. Turned over. Barkov to Reinhart. Left wing side cuts in. Nifty move upstairs. He scores! Sam Reinhart, a shorthanded goal as he was doing a somersault, being knocked over, gets it upstairs, and the Panthers lead by a pair once again.
Goodness gracious, what a move by Reinhart down the wing.
Sams were doing it last night, dude.
Wait, yeah, did you hear, who's that, the...
Billy Lindsay.
Billy
Lindsay.
Bill Lindsay.
Yeah.
He said, oh my goodness. Did
he's like, goodness gracious.
He's oh my goodness.
I was so mad because I was like, ugh, another shorthanded goal given up by the Cats.
Oh my goodness. I was getting ready to blow up the chat, right? But then by the time I went to go get my phone, it was 4-1.
Yeah. I was like, all right, good. We're back. We got our own shorty. And then Sam Bennett. This was his second of the night.
Sorry, my fault.
Sam Bennett's got a cool mustache. And Muckles is going
to
play.
Bennett leads the charge. Left side, here's Greer to the circle. A shot. Didn't get it through. Bennett a shot. And he scores. He picked up the bouncing puck. And he jams it home. That's two here in the first period for Sam Bennett. The Panthers stretch their lead to 4-1 with 25.8 on the clock here in the opening frame.
Wow. Sam
that
Bennett.
Was a whole game's worth of hockey play in that first period.
It sure was.
It did last a long time, too.
Sure was. It was a lot of action last night. And, you know, you had those sad Boston Bruins just going home, tail between their legs. All they could do is whine to their Boston media. Well, Matthew Tkachuk disrespected the game because you heard your said to drop the gloves and then he didn't drop the gloves. That's actually them mic'd up.
Yeah, he probably should have said, you know what? He said, listen, buddy. Tkachuk probably told him, I'm not dropping no gloves. I am literally tired of kicking your ass. I'm going to go over here and rest. It's the first game. We got a long day, a long season ahead of us. I'm not playing this right now.
Luis wants to say, why do they want to fight Matthew? Because they were all of the Boston Bruins fans literally been saying, count your days, Tkachuk. Because on this show, now they already knew this happened because Boston got their ass kicked. But now it's out in public of him telling Marchand, never seen a captain quit on his team before. Right to his face. Then he whooped Pasta's ass. And so he's enemy number one. Like, he is the biggest antagonist in the league. And they were more worried about giving him noogies last night than they were winning a hockey game. Which doesn't matter. I mean, they can be focused, not focused. They're going to get their ass kicked by the Panthers because, I mean, that's what the Panthers do is whoop Boston's ass.
I mean,
and honestly, like, they're usually more competitive. Like, these are usually, like Paul Murray said, like, right. I would pay for every time we play. And they were disappointing last night. Like, it was.
You know why?
That's what you came out
with? Because here's what happened. They were all about to get back and not about the hockey. Right? And if there's one thing that Paul Maurice has done since he's gotten here, he's made everything they do about hockey.
I'd say the Bruins were breathing out their bleep hole last night.
Nah. They would have played better if they were doing that. They were hyperventilating, getting all excited, wasn't getting no oxygen in their body whatsoever. And the thing is that it almost seemed like Matthew Tkachuk said, look, if we're going to fight, let's fight. Mm-hmm. But please don't come over here jawing back and forth like you trying to, you know, put on a good face.
It would be great, though, if Matthew Tkachuk wore his, like, and it's probably an expensive troll job, but maybe, like, he wears a championship ring under his glove, and then he drops the glove and he goes, he just skates away.
Instead of fighting, he
just gives him the ring and then skates away.
That's so great. Whee! That is a good troll job.
Right? You know, Boston was, you know, they had big expectations yesterday, and they
it's
fell
the
flat.
First game of the season.
Fell flat.
They'll see Boston again.
Yeah. But, you know, Boston, you don't want to come out flat and have a performance with high anticipation because that's disappointing. Especially.
Do you remember Tampa and how we were with Tampa?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we know what that feels like.
No, it's different, though. It's different.
Yeah.
Tampa was – Tampa that definitely had this, but Tampa also had, like, dynasty. you know, that they had to get over. Boston has been looked upon as they should be better than the Panthers. And the Panthers are like spoiling.
Why? Because their town is.
The Panthers are like Scooby-Doo. Like every time these, they think they're going to get away with something. And then the Panthers are those meddlesome kids that just ruin it for Boston. It's wild, dude. Anyway,
I mean,
got to take a break. It's too
late. You can't go into it like that, though.
Too late. Bobrovsky.
You know what else?
Take
you
a break.
Can't go in. Okay, all right.
Back after this.